since sarva karmaani visada kurvano udapashaya, if present karma is ugra karma, then does that person have to reject that ugra karma for practicing bhakti? Yes. Ultimately, for coming to the level of pure bhakti, one has to reject all kinds of ugra karma. But whether one the person is able to reject ugra karma immediately or not, that may vary depending on one's situation, one's conditioning, and one's conditioning. So somebody is in a profession, say somebody is in a whole generation, for generation, they have been fishermen. And they just can't give a fishing immediately. That's been their profession, they don't know anything else. So if they give a fishing at that, and it just means poverty for them, starvation for them, then how exactly they may give up, that may vary according to time, place, circumstance. So in the Mahabharata, there is the Vyadha Gita. Vyadha Gita is the hunter's Gita. The hunter is actually giving spiritual instruction to a Brahmin. Not the hunter, sorry. A butcher is giving instruction to a Brahmin. So how is that? Butcher, that may be the profession. But butcher has spiritual knowledge. So, see, wherever there is spiritual knowledge, we appreciate that. But that does not mean that becomes the standard. In the process of bhakti, in the process of spiritual knowledge, there can be exceptions because of various circumstances. We don't know. We don't know a person's background. The Bhagavatam also talks about aho bhakiya. No. Aho bhatsva pichoto gariya, ne jivvagare vatari namatupi. Te pustapu, yuhu sasnurarya, brahmanichu nama granthiye. He says that if the dog into the chanting the holy names, then they are actually more than the Brahmana also. They already done all these activities. Now, is the Bhagavatam saying that you don't have to do all these activities? And even if you are a dog eater, that's okay. No, that's not what the Bhagavatam is saying. So actually, the acharya explains there is a whole trajectory. Somebody might have been a so there is there is adharma, there is sinful activity, there is aparadharma, and there is paradharma. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about in 6th chapter, it talks about fall down. Somebody is practicing bhakti, yoga bhrashto vijayati. So actually, that is yoga bhrashta is not actually fall down. In a sense, I'll explain what it means. He's talking about deviation from the path of yoga. He's talking about those who from the path of yoga come back to aparadharma. Those who come back from the path of yoga to aparadharma, they will either become situated as they're born in devotee's family or they'll be born in a pious family. Krishna is not talking there about the possibility of somebody who falls from the path of yoga to adharma. If somebody falls from yoga to adharma, then they may have some other consequences. So that adharma will also have its karmic consequences, and they may be in a low-born family. It's like, now if Krishna, if these two possibilities alone were exhaustive, then how do we explain Bharat Maharaj becoming a deer? At a material level, the attachment to a deer's body had consequences. His spiritual consciousness didn't remain, but he got a deer's body. So these two possibilities are for people who give up yoga and come back to the level of aparadharma which they were practicing earlier. But if somebody falls from yoga to adharma, then adharma will have its consequences. And somebody may be born at the swapachya. So in that swapachya, because they have practiced bhakti, they are continuing chanting the holy names. But they are also swapachya. So now, when they will give up the swapachya, that they are eating, dog eating, that kind of sinful activity, that will be depending on when they have their spiritual awakening, when they will get spiritual association, but it will happen. So our point is that there is a standard process for growing in spiritual life, and we try to practice that. But that doesn't mean that we have to reject everyone who doesn't fit in that standard process. Because every person's individual history may be far more complicated than what we can perceive. So, for some people, giving up a particular conditioning may be very easy. For others, giving up that conditioning may be like a lifelong struggle. Now, if you just condemn them because they're not able to give up that particular conditioning, that's not necessarily the right thing. Because they may be practicing bhakti, but that particular conditioning's grip may be very strong. Let them practice bhakti by having that conditioning. And when that conditioning will go away, that will vary according to time and circumstance. So, in principle, yes, the ugra karma has to be given up for the practice of bhakti. But in practice, one should not give up bhakti because one is not able to give up the ugra karma. one keeps practicing bhakti, and whenever it works out, that by the practice of bhakti becomes strong enough, we will give up the ubrika. So, even if our attachments hold on to us, still we can hold on to Krishna. So, ideal situation is when we hold on to Krishna, our attachments will lose their hold on us and will rise towards Krishna. But depending on how strong a particular person's condition or conditioning is, you know, sometimes some attachments may hold on for a very long time. And then those people don't have to be judged and condemned just because they have those attachments. Yes, even if their attachments are holding on to them, still encourage them to hold on to Krishna. And by their time, they may be able to give up their practice. So they may be able to give up that attachment. So sometimes some people may have certain habits, certain conditioning, certain activities which they're just not able to give up. Just let them practice bhakti from where they are. But that is not the standard. So the standard remains the standard, but the standard should not be used to reject everyone who is non-standard. We encourage people who can come to the standard to come to the standard. But who can't, they are not to be condemned or rejected. They also to be encouraged to practice whatever way they can. Is that the same question? Thank you.